The QE2 Emergency Department in Halifax nurses sent a letter to Nova Scotia Health expressing their distress with the retention crisis in the ER department. Today, we're joined with Hugh Gillies, the first vice president from NSGEU. Hello, Hugh. How are you doing today?
Hello. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you for taking the time to speak to me, Hugh. Can you share with us a little bit of information about this letter and why it was sent to the government?
Sure. So the NSGU represents the nurses at the QE2 emergency department. The nurses are not able to speak out, so they've asked the union to speak on their behalf. And the letter outlines working conditions that are totally unacceptable. And so we never heard back from government, so we released the letter and made it public.
So I'm going to be posting this letter on our website, but for those listening on the radio, can you tell us a little bit about what the letter is asking for?
Sure. So the letter really focuses on retention of our nurses. So Nova Scotia Health has become very reliant on travel nurses and agency nurses. And now the staffing levels are so low that they need them to keep our hospitals running. So what Nova Scotians need to realize is that these travel nurses who are working side by side with our public nurses are being paid double. And so these travel agencies are also charging the government a fee for service. And so it's very demoralizing for our workers. Understandably, they're upset.
Can you tell us what is a travel nurse and what is an agency nurse?
So travel nurses work for an agency, and travel nurses are contracted by an agency, and they provide services to hospitals around the province where they're needed. And so because there's such a shortage of nurses, these travel nurses are now working at hospitals across the province, working with public nurses who are making more than double. And it's extremely frustrating. At the emergency departments require a special skill set. We need the right mix of nurses. We need senior nurses to mentor our junior nurses. And right now that's not happening. Our senior nurses are leaving the profession. They're working part-time, they're going to travel nurse. Some of them are leaving the province and others are just leaving the field altogether because the incentives are not there for our current nurses.
What kind of incentives are you hoping this letter would achieve or would you like to see done?
Well, I mean, the Minister of Health has said that we need 1,500 more nurses in our province. Nova Scotia is competing with other jurisdictions across the country for nurses. We need incentives. We need to pay our nurses an attractive wage to in order for our nurses to remain, as well as bring nurses back who have left the system. And currently, I mean, the government has made, to their credit, a number of strategic investments in healthcare, opening up more seats at university nursing program at the community college, very positive. But this is going to take a while for those nurses to be trained. And so there's an immediate need right now. You know, our hospitals, 50, 60% capacity of nurses, our nurse patient ratio are getting higher and higher. So, you know, you can't expect the nurses to be working, you know, 16 hour days, sometimes 5 and 6 days a week. It's just not the right mix, the right work-life balance. So we really need incentives to retain our nurses.
In your opinion, what is a plausible incentive to manage now to help make things better at the QE2 department?
Well, I think Nova Scotians would agree paying travel nurses double, that's a lot of money. You know, we could have some incentives for our nurses and retain them at a much lower rate. You know, We need to stop the bleeding. We need to keep our nurses working. And the immediate solution is to provide incentives to keep them to stay and to recruit people back into working in specialized units, such as our emergency departments.
What is the wage a current nurse makes about?
So the nurses in Nova Scotia, I mean, it varies depending on years and experience, but typically, $40 an hour would be around some of where senior nurses are. And travel nurses are making $80 an hour. So they're working side by side. So it's very demoralizing. So there's room for the government of Nova Scotia to incentivize our nurses.
How many nurses, I guess, agreed to this letter, and when was it sent?
So it was sent earlier this month, and it was on behalf of the nurses who work at the QE2 in the emergency department. And again, our nurses are not allowed to speak out because they will be disciplined. And so they've asked their union to express to government the working conditions. And they've done this through their letter, and we sent it on our behalf, on their behalf.
So the retention crisis consists because there is no work-life balance and they require higher wages. Are there any other are there other concerns that we haven't covered with this or any other angles?
Just the working conditions. You can't expect people to be working, 12-hour shifts and then ask them to stay for another four, 16-hour shifts, 5-6 days a week. We have nurses with 25 years of experience that has difficulty getting vacation. I mean, what's the incentive to continue working in those in that kind of a work environment?
Thank you so much, Hugh. Is there anything else regarding the retention crisis in the ER department or the letter that you would like to share with Dalhousie students listening?
I mean, the government can introduce incentives tomorrow if they chose to. And we're encouraging the government to really focus on retention. We need to keep our nurses. We need to recruit nurses back into working in specialized units. And the quickest and the fastest way is to provide some incentives for our nurses who are working very hard, very long hours, working short. Their licenses are on the line every day when they go to work with higher nurse ratios, seeing more patients and less nurses. And if they make a mistake, they will be held accountable. The College of Nurses will look, people could lose their license if they make mistakes. And when you're running that short with so few nurses and more patients to see, mistakes will happen. So the focus needs to be on retention.